Heyo, and here we go. Welcome to another episode of We Talk Music. This is a special live episode of We Talk Music, and I am joined by Lacuna Coil's Andrea Farrow.
Hello.
Andrea, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm great. And just woke up in Canada, basically. We didn't stop at the border, so we just slept through all the way from Spokane to here. So.
Wow, that's actually, I've heard a lot of stories about people getting stopped in the border.
Normally, so. We never had huge troubles crossing, maybe because we're from Europe, so there's a different kind of relationship, but in general, we always get stopped. We have to walk by through the custom, just show the ID, and then it's fine, you know. But this time, we didn't even have to do that. We just slipped through our driver, handled the passports and the paperwork, and he was just fine. So,
wow,
we got lucky.
Nice. So, you're here co-headlining with All That Remains, the Disease of the Anima tour.
Yes.
How has it been going so far? I know it just started middle of September.
Yeah, it started, mid of September. So, it's been a little over 3 weeks, three and a half. So, we still have a couple more weeks to go. So far, so good. Every show has been pretty successful, and all the bands are getting along. It's quite a different mixture of music. All the bands have a slightly different style, and so it's a good, I think it's a good package, because it offers something for everybody that likes metal and more melodic, more heavy, you know. There's a bit of for everybody. So far so good. It's just for us, it's a tour to present the new record coming out 11th of October. So we play two of the new songs we already shoot videos for, and we already present to the people. And so it's Layers of Time and Reckless. And so far they've been welcomed pretty well by the people. They fit really well into the set with the older material. So this is just a tour we do to say, okay, we're back. We've got a new album coming on its way. Promote, do interviews, obviously, and then we're gonna be back later in the probably 2020, obviously, to actually do a more headline tour, like more songs for the new record, obviously.
Right. Now, I mean, one of the things that I know about you as Lacuna Coil is you've been able to tour into Canada quite a bit, which I think is kind of a rarity with some of the hard rock and heavy metal bands. So, what do you attribute to like your success in being able to get on these good tours?
I don't know. Maybe the European connection in Canada is, I don't want to say, it's obviously it's not a European country, but it has some more closer relationship to Europe, I think. And maybe the flavor of our flavor is more compatible for some reason, and we love the place. It's a beautiful country. The only thing is sometimes it's hard because of the weather, obviously, so it's better to not come here in the full winter. But we always had a good relationship with Canada, and hopefully we're going to be able to do a full coast-to-coast tour, including, like, this time we're doing at least three shows on this side, and then Toronto. We have to skip the Quebec, so maybe next time we can do more of a wider tour, including Vancouver maybe, and also going all the way to Quebec and Montreal and Quebec City. So, I mean, always been a good relationship, good record sales, the people coming out to the show, so it's perfect, you know, just love it.
So I'm interested, because I was just hanging out by the tour bus. How is everybody traveling? Like, I see some small buses, some big buses.
It's basically two tour buses, which is us and our crew and All That Remains and their crew, and three vans basically for the other opening bands. So for them it's a bit tougher because they have to drive and use hotels. But they're very well organized. It's people that has been on the road, so they know what they're doing, and so far so good. I mean, but obviously it's more comfortable to get a bus if you have the budget, you know. But one day I'm sure these guys will have a bus too. But we're old enough to travel with a bus.
Well, let's talk about the new album, Black Anima. I mean, the new songs are great so far. Now, one thing that I noticed is, like, Christina talked about how it was a bit of a different sound, but still within the Lacuna Coil vein. So I'm interested in, like, maybe expound on the Lacuna Coil vein, and then how this went a little bit different.
I think at this point in our career, as there's a friend of us, for example, that we let him listen always to the very early demos to get an opinion, because he's a fan, a long time fan, but also a very close friend, so he's very honest in his judgment. And he says, at this point in our career, whatever we touch, it's either could be an AC/DC kind of song or a Sex Pistols kind of song, it would still kind of sound like Lacuna Coil, because we have developed enough our own personal style that whatever we do, more or less, is going to sound like us, you know. Then we're also a band that always like to move forward to be contemporary. Like we like when if we release a record in 2019, there's something interesting for 2019. It's a version of Lacuna Coil for 2019. So it's important for us to follow the production, the sounds that are more interesting nowadays. You know, not repeating exactly the same. But I also think that we have a formula for sure. It's just me, Christina, the alternance of the heaviness and the melodic parts and the more melancholic song and the more aggressive groovy songs or the single songs. So there are certain type of songs that we will always include in our records. You know, this time around we've been pushing a little bit more on the heavy side. Because after we've done Delirium, the previous record, where we already start to push a little bit more on the double bass, on the growl vocals, on the screaming vocals, it was very successful. It was actually the most successful record in a while for us. It sold more than the previous two records, which nowadays is pretty rare to increase the record sales. You know, I'm not just talking about streaming, you know, I'm talking about physical sales, overall sales. So we felt a bit more freedom this time to even push it further because we say it's 2019, people is not scared about the double bass, it's not scared about the growl vocal. You can still have a very catchy song with some screaming vocals in it, you know, nobody's gonna be afraid of it, you know. So we say why not just follow the music, follow what's coming from the inspiration, you know. And so that way we just felt more freedom to just pursue that kind of direction for us.
Now you're on Century Media, and you have been for a while. Now, how are they to work with, especially as you like kind of progress through the different sounds for the different eras?
I have to say that it's been also a journey because when we signed to Century Media back in '97, it was a different world. You know, it was a small, tiny office in Germany, in Dortmund, in the center, with maybe 15 people inside. It was like the do-it-yourself independent label from a guy from a metal band that then start to produce his own records and then having a bit of budget to find other people financing a little bit the situation and make it bigger. Then it became one of the biggest independent label in metal, you know, in the world. And so they open a big American office and a European office and an office all over the world, starting to get distributed by major labels. And now it's basically property of Sony. So now it's Sony, basically. It's still Central Media in the sense that there's still an office in Germany where there's still a lot of freedom towards the creativity and the ideas, but everything kind of goes through the system of Sony and Red here in North America, which I have to say I was a bit afraid of in the first place because we've always been an independent label band. But now that we've been working this record, I have to say that the people at Red Music here in America especially, they've done a great job. And so we're very happy to work with these people, and they're very loving for metal and for alternative music. So it's not the typical, you know, corporate thing you would ask. Obviously, there are certain aspects that are a bit corporate, like when you have to get a payment, you have to go through a process and subscribe to a list and blah, blah, blah. But other than that, people we deal with is very passionate by people that loves metal and knows about metal, been working for other independent label before. So it's been an improvement, actually. In Europe, that process is not completely done yet. So we're still more in the phase in between the independent and the major. So it's been more confused. At times, it's a bit more complicated, but I think it'll be fine in a couple of years as well. Yeah. So far, so good. I mean, but we really see Central Media when we signed the deal, and now it's another plan. It's not even same owner. You know, it's just still a lot of the people still the same, but also a lot of the people is new. You know.
Yeah, I can imagine that it would be a real like challenge just to navigate. I mean, and such a part of the music industry too.
Yeah, it's the same for music industry. I mean, when they ask us today, the new bands, how we do it, you know? And it's really hard to give an advice because when we sign the deal, we send a tape with two songs, a bio in English, in poor English, and a couple of pictures shot by the neighbor of our bass player, you know? And that how we got the contract. You know, so nowadays this thing doesn't exist anymore. And we actually discovered later that we've been the only band that has been signed to Century Media by sending a postal package, not knowing anybody in the label, not being followed by the label because we were kind of interested, or not being already on another smaller label. We were really random guys from Milano sending the tape, and they liked so much the music. They asked us for a couple more songs. We recorded another demo, and we got signed. So, but we are, like, we found out we're the only band on the label that's been doing that. So it's really hard to say what you have to do today. You know, some men got signed because of the internet, some bands have been followed because they did a little deal with another label, and then they blow up and they've been caught by, or some other band that were already a big band and they just shift from one label to another. So it's really hard to say. I think the only advice I can give is the fact that you have to work with people that you like first, even if they're not maybe the best musician in the world, but there's people that has the same goal as you have, the same will to sacrifice as you have, and then you can improve together. You know, improvement is possible. While if you have a very difficult character or ego problem, that's not gonna improve. That's just gonna get worse with success. So it's very important you choose carefully the people you work with.
Yeah, now, no, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth or anything like that, but I know you have a new drummer for this, yeah. So tell me how that kind of came around. And
oh, basically Ryan, which was the drummer for the previous record, and has been with us 9 years or so. He was our drum tech, then became our drummer when our original drummer left. He got also a venture with his wife, and a complete different business, and the business is doing really well. So he told us that he had to follow that business, so he was available for us for cover us on certain tours, recording the record if we wanted to, but it wasn't available anymore for a full-time, being full-time drummer, because also when we, for example, being a band from Europe, in the summer we usually do European festival, which happens in the weekends, so maybe you have to stay a couple of months in Europe to just play the weekends festival, you know, because going back and forth is too expensive, obviously. So we tried to make it work, but at a certain point he had to say, I can't make it anymore. Ryan is still a friend, he's here with us on this tour, he's covering us because the other drummer is from Italy and we're trying him, and he doesn't have a visa for the US yet, because we want to try him first. He recorded the new record, Black Anima, he's going to do the European tour that he's going to follow after this one. And meanwhile, we see if he's going to be the right person. We think it is. Obviously, he's the best candidate we have. We know him. He already covered us in Europe for Ryan sometimes. So we think he's going to be our drummer. But we want to give it time. You know? We're not in a rush to announce people. You know, just making them pay their dues, do their experience, see if they like working with us, see if we like working with them in a long term, like in a tour or 2-3 tours. We did the same with the guitar player, Diego. Before we made the official, he did all the cycle for Delirium, and then he became an official member. So we want to do the same. You know, we're not in a rush to announce anybody. So Ryan is covering us when he can, you know, when we need, and Richard is going to do most of the other tourings around the world. So it's just a temporary situation that we'll see. Probably is going to lead to him become the permanent member. But there's no rush. You know, I think people have to make experience.
Yeah, I guess it's a really interesting to think about it, because you think about a normal job and you go in for the job interview, maybe there's 2 or 3 job interviews at the most, and then you're going to get the job. But in this case, I mean, you're dealing, like in a regular job 9-to-5 situation, you're dealing with a person a lot.
Yeah.
But in this, you're dealing with them even
24/7.
More, like 24/7. So yeah,
2-3 months in a row. You know?
You definitely have to be ready to know.
There's no rush. We had experience from the past, you know, and I think it's correct, and everybody gets his time. He also needs to, and he never done this amount of touring, this new drummer, so he needs to understand what is it to be away from home, from the family for months on the other side of the world, you know, being happy, being sad, being, you know, so you need experience, you need to leave it to. It would be stupid for us just to, especially if you don't want to take like a just somebody that you pay and he's there, you know?
Yeah.
You want to have somebody that's been part of the band, it will become part of the band, so you need to give it time.
So I'm interested in the songwriting. How does that work, especially like with the new album?
Basically, Marco, it's now been a few records that Marco, the bass player, he wrote 99% of the music. And then me and Christina, we do all the vocal melodies and the lyrics. So normally Marco would handle us some demos for the song already quite with electronic drums and some arrangements. Then me and Christina, we work separately. We do our own ideas separately. Then we meet together at Marco's basement, which is a little home studio, and listen, choose, build, like take apart, make it higher, make it lower, make it sing with my voice, make it sing with Christina's voice. See what's better, speed it up, slow it down, play with it, and until we have something that we really like, and then we start working the lyrics. We already have words and phrases collected, you know, and we try to squeeze them in the demos, but we never been able to write a complete lyric for a song and then put it in. It never worked for us. actually, we should move to the other room. And so it's very free, very open.
We're just talking about the songwriting. So then when it comes down to, when it does come down to choosing the number of songs that are going to go on the album, do you have a lot of extra songs that you kind of work with?
Normally we don't think about how many songs, but we think more about the minutes of the record. Like if we say it's more or less between 40-45 minutes is enough, you know, especially when you have a very intense record like Black Animal. We didn't want to put too many songs because it's just a lot of heavy stuff, there's a lot of more intricate stuff, so we wanted to give a right balance in a way that it flows and it doesn't annoy you, you know, it doesn't become too heavy or too complicated. So we wanted to have the right amount of songs, and then the rest we just kept them for bonus or special projects. And so yeah, but we decide on usually how many songs and which songs are gonna end up in the record. We ask opinion obviously to the management or label, but we in the end we are the ones that make the final decision about how the set list is gonna be, how the order of the song and the timing and everything.
So what are some of your favorite places to play then?
I mean, we have great shows everywhere. It depends always on the crowd. You know, you can have a great show in America and a bad show in America or in Canada or in Europe. You know, it really depends from show to show. Overall, you can say South America is a very exciting place because people are still very hungry for music. So when you go, for example, in Brazil, they sing so loud that you cannot even listen to your own voice, you know, when you sing, because they're too loud, so they cover completely. Even if you have in-ears or monitor, it's still gonna be louder than you. So Mexico, South America is always very warm. But I have to say we have some great shows even on this tour in America so far, and sometimes Italy is crazy too. So it really depends, you know, on show, from show to show, more than from place to place. But overall, South America is surely one of the warmest places for sure.
Now, one of the things that I love to ask about is, how does it feel to have all those fans screaming your lyrics back at you and knowing the songs?
I mean, it's great. You know, obviously now we are a bit used to it because we've been doing it for 20 years, but still, even more than that, obviously when they sing is great, but also when they come to you and say how much this specific song meant for them, how much it saved. Almost every day we have somebody coming to us and say, this song saved my life. I was in a heavy depression. I don't know how to come out. And they relate to the song so much that they say, you saved my life, you know. And obviously for us it's totally unexpected, because even if we know we're trying to write deep meanings with deep, you know, songs with a meaning, you know, not just random lyrics, but still, what inspired me to talk about that is not maybe exactly what they got from the meaning of the song, but as long as it helps them, that's the greatest thing about music, you know, the fact that it helps you and you connect in your own personal way to a song that maybe for me meant something very different from you, you know. But that's the greatest thing about music, the magic of music is the healing power that it has. And it sometimes is that amazed me really, how much music is important for people, you know. Obviously it's important also for us because we're also fans of other music, other bands, you know, so I understand that. But sometimes people get it so deep and so personal, that surprised me a lot, because something we wrote that is getting such a warm reception, that's even more stupefying, you know, very, very incredible.
So one of the things I'm interested in as well, like if you could go back, like I mean basically you've been around for 25 years, if you could go, like what is the advice that you would give yourself 25 years ago?
I mean, it's always hard to say, and obviously you could have made certain better choices here and there, but I think the beauty of this is also the journey we've done, you know. So if we change something, maybe the journey wouldn't be as fun, you know. So I think you just have to we're happy with the journey we had. To be fair, being a metal band from Milan, Italy, we have achieved way more than we could ever expect when we signed our deal back in 96 with Century Media. So everything that has happened has been beyond any expectation. The fact that we're still here, we're still able to get some people at the shows, they're selling records, make a living out of it, it's beyond any possible ideas we had in the very beginning when we thought maybe we'd do a couple of records, we tour Europe, you know, that was the maximum goal we were expecting. So I have to say, I can't really complain, you know, so there's nothing I would change, because yes, you can go back and change, but maybe the story would not be the same in the end, you know. So I think you have to live with what with your own choices, you know, and good or bad. Sometimes surely you could have been smarter, you could have made more money, you could have choose better people to work with, but in the end I think what makes you your life, your journey is the choices you made, good and bad, you know.
Yeah, no, for
sure. You can change it.
So just a couple more questions. Now, with the new album Black Anima coming out, I know that your social media went black for a little bit. So now, those kind of ideas, are those like, do those come from the band? Do those come from the label? That kind
of. We always brainstorm together, and us, the management and the label, we try to talk with everybody to see, because obviously it's people's ideas sometimes are better than yours, you know. So it's, you have to be open. If you see somebody doing something that you like, then you can find your own personal way of doing it the same, you know, copy, but being smart about it, you know. Just don't just do it exactly the same, but do it your way, let it fit your own personal way. And so the black thing was actually shocking for many people, because they thought somebody died, you know. So everybody was right, and we didn't reply to anybody for 2 or 3 wow. days, you know. So everybody was like, what happens, and they got worried. But it worked pretty well, it was a very strong impact. But obviously I think it's something you take from someone else, you know, obviously, but then you have to make it apply, and especially with a concept like Black Anima, it was really fitting, so we just go for it.
Yeah, because how important is it nowadays, especially, to get a really good push before the new album?
It makes the difference, because we have our own fan base, and we can trust them. We know they're going to go out and buy the record no matter what. And so we have that, and that's a very important thing nowadays, because a lot of the new bands, they don't have that, because it's so quick, and so they don't have enough time to get people really involved with the band so much, or attached to the band so much. We got lucky that we became a more popular band in different times, when people were really giving you the time to grow up and make this third record big and then have a career. So we're lucky that we have the strong fan base, that whatever we do, they're immediately supported. And then it's also important to create some momentum that goes beyond the music itself or the band itself. You know, it has to be that special thing that allows you to present the band or the record to a different crowd, you know, that is not your normal crowd. And so it's important to try to create it in every way possible, not strictly with one song, or because obviously band has been around, people know the name of the band, so they might not be interested, because I didn't like their previous record, so I'm not gonna like this one, they think, you know. So it's important to convince new people to come on board, and younger people and new generations too. And luckily we were quite successful at that, using the socials and using collaboration. We just started a collaboration with DC Comics for the 80th anniversary of Batman. And so we're going to do some more in the future. We're going to go now to a comic convention for Halloween in Italy to present the box set for the 80th of Batman. And it's going to be signed copies and stuff. So we are branching out to video games, comics, movies, like everything possible we try to. Also because we like, you know, we're still very nerdy. We grow up with comic books and video games and movies and horror. So we like to branch out to all these things, because our part of us, we know what we're talking about, so it belongs to us in the same way as music.
So is Batman your favorite comic book character then?
Not my favorite, but one of my favorite. I like, actually, more than the single, when I was a kid, Spider-Man was my favorite, obviously, but Batman was also one of my favorite. But growing up, I really love the Alan Moore writings, so I like the V for Vendetta, Swamp Thing, Batman, the some of the Batman episode he did, Watchmen is my favorite,
course, yeah.
And so now I'm more open to different stuff, you know. When I was a kid, Spider-Man was my favorite.
So what are the fans going to expect when they come to see the Disease of the Anima tour?
Basically, we do, our set list consists of a lot of the classic, it's like a best of sort of set, including 2 of the new songs. And it's quite an energetic show, and we play the same amount as All That Remains, same time. And we have a little bit of the new scenography we're using for the new record. So it's a present introduction to the new concept, to the new vibe of Lacuna Coil, and but it's also a fun show. A lot of people that came, they had a great time. So it's very energetic, very fun, very sing along. So it's there's a bit of the more powerful songs and a bit of the more slow songs.
Nice. So last question that I'll ask you then is, I'll just give you the chance to promote the new album. I know it's coming out October 11th, but tell the folks where to find you and about anything else you want to promote.
Yeah, just I recommend to follow either the website lacunacoil.com or Facebook or Instagram, because we update a lot of news every day. So be tuned to the socials, because that's where we develop a lot of the ideas. But there's going to be a lot of surprises, not only the record, but also a lot of special songs coming out, a lot of other special projects we're working on. We're going to be back in North America probably, I would say, spring 2020 for more tours. So stay tuned and to give a chance to Black Anima streaming. If you don't want to buy it, just stream it and listen to it, and then if you really like it, support the band and come out and buy merch, buy the record. So check it out. I just say to give it a chance, especially try to listen to the whole thing, not to just one song.
Sure, yeah, because any album needs to be listened to in its entirety.
We conceive it in this way. We for us it's a very complete record, probably the most complete record we've done, with a lot of variety of songs. If you listen to the three singles we put out so far, they're all very different one to each other, so that can give you an idea of how the record is going to be.
Awesome. Well, Andrea Ferro, Lacuna Coil, all the best in the future, all the best tonight. I look forward to seeing the show. I look forward to hearing the album. You know, you're an awesome band and an awesome interview. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, guys.